Hello, folks. Welcome to an edition of the Random Crap Podcast. I'm your host, Lee Sands, aka Wild Wild Ranger, and tonight I'm joined by
Matty, also known as Fez of Alcon.
And happy Halloween, folks!
Yeah,
happy Halloween! It's spooky! Woo, it's Halloween! Woo, lightning! Woo, catapult!
That is the scariest it's gonna get for this entire episode.
Maybe you should have watched the Halloween episode at bottom.
Trick or ruddy treat?
Do you want the trick or the bloody treat? Do you still sit your pants?
Right,
folks.
Eddie, I need the red tights again.
Hey, yeah, sorry, folks. So basically, originally Matt was going to come round and we were going to do a comic book review.
That changed my mind.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it, despite the fact it was a good comic.
Look at all the care I give. Oh, wait, there's none there. Don't abuse the DVD.
Considering there's a limited press run, I should probably be careful with it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a scratch on it! No!
You're a dumbass!
That scratch will do it.
Gimme. This is...
No, there.
That is... Scuff mark.
Hey, folks, so basically...
Well done, you've knackered it.
Oh, piss off.
No.
Anywho, so basically, folks, we, I don't know why I picked this. Matty mentioned something about haunted houses, and I was like, hey, let's watch The Grand Horror!
I think the word was we wanted to watch something, I wanted something that could be bad, but entertaining, not Asylum levels of bad, or... levels of bad that we had to mute it because the camera guy was a complete and utter asshole.
Oh yeah, folks. Last time Matty came round, we started watching Diary of the Dead. So I said, "Yeah, this ain't a bad movie. I just can't remember why." And I kind of put it down in the bottom of my DVD pile.
And we could have happily reviewed it if it wasn't the fact we had to mute half of it, fast forward, or end up turning it off because. As most people know, Diary of the Dead is a found footage film. And the guy holding the camera is a complete and utter wank stain on the face of the planet. And I'm putting that politely.
See, I know people complained about Hood from Cloverfield, but oh my god!
Hood wasn't bad, he had a personality.
Yeah, but oh my god, Hood was nowhere near as bad as this fucking guy.
Hood was fucking Oscar worthy compared to this shit, that shit, whoever the fuck he is.
But anywho, we ended up watching The Grand Horror instead. For those who don't know, The Grand Horror, a film by Matt Kister, is a Dead Lanterns Pictures production.
Special edition!
Co-produced, I think it was co-made or something, in association with One Lone Dork Productions.
Yeah, association with One Lone Dork Productions, presenting The Grand Horror. Yeah. One Lone Dork, not Duck.
I said Dork.
Sounded like you said Duck.
Dork.
I thought you said Duck.
Whatever, Dork.
Whatever, Dorkhead.
Dork and Mindy. Where's that spin off? Anywho, folks, so basically...
Mandy, there's a terrifying concept.
Anywho, folks, this is the synopsis, because we have the DVD in hand. This was made as part of a limited printed run, and yet the guys made a comment once about how DJ sound a box of near 200 of the D's in his basement or something. He's like, oh, shit, I forgot about these. Let's see if we can sell them at a convention. Which they did, along the Outpost 2, which I have on the shelf over there.
Yeah, mine's in a DVD.
Thanks,
case.
DJ!
Thanks, dude. Mine's in a carry. Mine's the disc is in a carry case. The box itself is in the attic, protected.
Anywho, so here's the plot: a mysterious darkness has swallowed the earth. While running from bloodthirsty creatures, a group of six strangers.
Richie pissed on the mains and ended up causing a global blackout.
A group of six strangers are mysteriously drawn to an old movie theater. Ooh, thinking
them more terrifying than this film.
Thinking themselves safe, they attempt to come to grips with the chaos happening to the world outside. But little do they know that something far worse resides within the wall of the theatre. Pure evil.
And a turd that someone forgot to flush down the toilet.
Filmed entirely on location in the 100-year-old Grand Theatre, The Grand Horror is the greatest $300 movie ever made.
Greatest $300 horror movie ever made.
Well, whatever.
To be honest,
you will piss your pants with fear.
Or incontinence because you're too pissed from playing the drinking game.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to explain what's on about, in this comes a little special edition booklet.
And a note from DJ.
A note for DJ, because that was for you. But yeah. In this booklet, it...
We won't read out the note, it's a bit
personal. No, we won't read out the note, but the booklet, these are the last couple of paragraphs. To make the viewing experience easier, I suggest making a drinking game out of it. Every time a character says some variation of the phrase, "Let's go check it out," take a shot of Everclear. I guarantee you'll find the film infinitely better. On the other hand, you'll probably die after the first 20 minutes. For some of you out there, that may be preferable.
This wasn't that bad.
Compared to... I'll be frankly honest. It's a $300 film, so I'm not expecting, like, cinematic perfection here. But compared to Asylum films, who have a much higher budget and still churn out shit, this was a film that was watchable. It didn't drag, it didn't make me want to blow my own brains out like Guardians of the Lost Code. Good God, did that film drag.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, I still love that. I still can't remember the horror when we found we were only 15 minutes in to the hour and a half film.
Yeah, you go to like, how long's left? Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck no.
50 minutes in, I think now we're getting to the credits. We're not fighting hard enough. Fight harder!
That was a horrifying film. The fact that, I'm still amused at the fact that you posted that review on YouTube and the director actually seems to have commented on that video.
Yeah, he apologised for the movie being terrible. This is a joke, folks. The director of this really bad animated movie, what? Apologised for the terrible
movie. If I remember right, the dub that was produced was done without him.
He basically said the deal was he could direct it, but he couldn't touch the script.
Let's be honest, I have a feeling, like I said in that review, it suffered the same fate as Bonds Beyond Time did at the hands of 4Kids. The dub was royally fucked up in terms of translation. For all we know, the original Spanish dialogue could have been better. Because the animation wasn't bad, but...
Yeah, Mason was fucking awful. Were you watching a different version to Guardians than I was?
Note, I didn't say it wasn't good or anywhere. It was bad, but not...
Can we talk about the Grand Holiday?
Yeah,
please?
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
There is no Jesus. There is only the Llama.
Mm-hmm. So basically, folks...
The fact you didn't bother to try and argue me out of it.
So basically, folks, this film apparently... they filmed it within a 9-week period... And then spent nearly...
A year in production hell.
And was about 2 years late. That's the basics I'm getting.
The basics of it is, it was meant to be a 4-week shoot, and it took 9 weeks. So it was done over weekends in 2005, as it says at the final credits.
Yeah.
And it spent a year in post-production or production hell, because they hadn't labelled any of the tapes. So they had to wade through all of the footage.
30 hours of footage, good God.
That may not sound like much, but...
But having said that, if they ever, do another edition of this DVD, oh God, please tell me enough of that footage survives that you can make a kick-ass blooper reel.
I'd love to see a blooper reel from this.
Oh God, yeah.
Because there was the comment... I'll be honest, for $300, what we got, it was a... decent film for $300.
Yeah, if this had been an Asylum film, I would be less angry than most of these Asylum films I watch.
Because they have a lot bigger budgets, but their films suck something awful. They just lack a soul.
What's interesting, folks, apparently from what I read, what initially helped to, kickstart making this was they watched 666 Demon Child.
And said they could make a... better film than that.
So basically, folks...
I read the Dead Lantern review for that. That made me laugh. It has to be bad. And no, I am never watching it.
I don't even know how I could get it. I don't particularly want to watch it.
Thanks for that.
2 out of 10, Jesus.
It didn't even rate a score. It's that
bad. Alright, well, basically, what you got here, folks, is the Dead Lantern guys, basically, you know how some people do reviews and they say, oh, well, I can make a better movie than that.
Dead Lantern guys went and did it.
Yeah, the Dead Lantern guys got off their asses, or got off Skype, and made their own fucking movie.
Got off their asses and off of Skype.
And are still making movies. Their second film, The Grand Horror, you can still buy from their website.
Outpost Doom.
So their second film, Outpost Doom, you can still buy from their website.
Dumbass.
I believe you can actually rent streaming The Grand Horror. I'm not too sure.
That can be easily enough be researched.
That
can be asked.
I'm sure the guys will correct me. But long-time listeners will know, DJ from Dead Lantern, a.k.a. Splattercast, he's been on the show one or two times.
We have long-time listeners?
Quark?
Point. Sorry, that's a long-time listener, that's why I was surprised, that's what surprised me. Plural? There's more than one?
Yes, you this DVD.
You don't want to hurt the DVD, you scuffed it enough on the back.
Don't start. Anywho.
Too late.
Because what's this film quicker if you can't stop to answer your phone every 5 minutes?
No, my phone, I got phone calls.
Several phone calls.
Shut the fuck up.
Whatever. Anywho.
Asshole!
I'll piss off.
I will do in a bit.
No tippy for you tonight.
Oh no, whatever I'm going to do. Oh yeah, I'm having hot dogs at home tonight. Ha ha!
We might be going to a chip shop. Ha ha!
Wait for it. Oh look, there goes my last fuck, flying away.
No fee food for you.
Oh no. Anyway, Grand Horror.
Yes, anyway.
That's what we say, it's going to be in half an hour of recording and we've been, what, 10 minutes of bullshitting?
How could you tell it was 10 minutes?
I can't even see the voice recorder for this one, so I just pulled that out my ass.
But yeah, seriously though, folks, these guys got off their asses, made a movie.
And it was entertaining. It wasn't spectacular by any means. It wasn't great. But it didn't bore me.
Now, to the best of my knowledge, they made an anthology series on YouTube called Shivers Down My Spine, or Down Your Spine. I'll have to check the name.
I'll look it up later.
There was something else I saw called Contagion. I know Steve, friend of the show, also was in that as a scientist. I don't know if that's a full film or another sort.
Contagion? No, I'm thinking of Outbreak.
I'll ask them later on. I'll have to check that. Because that's another film and it's on YouTube.
That's a film we could review at some point. Outbreak.
Outbreak?
1995. I'll send you a link to it later.
Oh, you mean the freaking monkey?
Yeah.
A bit too Hollywood.
It's still a good film.
Yeah, I know, but it's still a bit too Hollywood. Fucking animal rights nutters. Be free, little monkey! Be free! Yeah, great job, arsehole. How many people died at the end of that film, arsehole? I hope you die painfully and terribly, you freaking animal-loving freak.
Please note that the opinion of the police stance does not reflect on the opinion of everyone else here at the Random Crap Podcast.
Fuck you!
Grand Horror! Right. We've still not got to what's happened in the film yet!
We're getting there. So basically,
they're working
on another film. It's a slasher horror called Isabella.
They're working on a slasher horror? What a shock!
Hey, give them a break.
I was being sarcastic.
It's been as good as this, so it should be alright.
I was being sarcastic.
But anywho, so the Grand Horror is basically about a bunch of survivors. They find the abandoned...
There's some kind of horrific apocalypse that we don't know much about.
They find a grand theatre, and, like, you know, they get in there, and they're like, hey, those monsters ain't chasing after us. Oh, that's weird, I guess.
You'd think that would be a hint.
Hey, look, popcorn! Om nom 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 nom.
Steve, you're an idiot.
I'll even be. Om nom 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 nom. What would you do if you were in an abandoned theatre during the zombie apocalypse? Raid the Ben and Jerry's?
Nah, that's you, mate.
Yeah,
I'll
rate
the Pick-A-Mix.
Yeah. No, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, but the Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, you can have the Ben and Jerry's, mate. The Pick-A-Mix is mine.
Om nom 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 nom.
As is the Tango Ice Blasts.
Hey, do you think it'll kill us if we just put our mouths under those and went...
Yeah, one hell of a fucking brain freeze.
Yeah. So, anywho.
I like not having brain freeze, thank you.
So, they end up...
I like living.
Eventually, our four heroes, you know, they... Two of them split up, TJ and Jeremy go down the basement, they end up getting the power back on, and I'm trying to remember...
Jeremy in the basement, creepy zombies.
Creepy ghost zombies,
creepy
actually.
Ghost zombies, my mistake.
Who I imagine have insane OCD, because they keep laying plastic on the floor.
Apparently the story is, while they were filming there, they didn't want any mess on the floors, so any time anything was going to be spilled on the floor or on a surface that couldn't be just wiped off, they had to lay down a load of plastic sheets.
Well, not only that, they also had in the subplot about the crazy owner who went crazier and murdered all the staff and wrapped them all up in freaking plastic seats.
Which kind of works.
Yeah. But I just like to imagine these ghost zombie things have insane OCD.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stay up and look.
I don't want people to know I murder here. It keeps the surprise. By the power of voodoo, I summon the plastic sheets
of death.
When did these come? Oh, God!
Oh, then there's Rihanna's death that still makes me laugh. She gets choked, but then the zombie goes...
Bangs her head against the counter.
Repeatedly until there's blood everywhere, and then...
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
And then wraps her up. Oh, it's an all-round review.
Yeah,
point. Wraps her up and all that, and...
This is in the last half hour or so of the film.
Yeah, it goes surprisingly quick.
Yeah, it starts off slow.
Yeah, very slow, but after, like, I say...
As soon as they go down to the basement, it starts picking up, which surprised me. The first 15 minutes went kind of slow, but as it went on, you don't notice the time going by, which is a very good thing for a film.
We also have two of the survivors set up. They're basically like, they go through the back entrance of the ground into the basement, and then later on, one of them sort of falls asleep. And then, like, when he wakes up, he's like, oh, what's all this fucking plastic everywhere?
And he gets stabbed by his own machete.
Yeah. Whoops, whoops. But I also love, like, okay, let's block this door.
Sound effects aren't great, but yeah. $300 film. Yeah. I am going to make excuses for that kind of a budget.
I also love, like, to block the door, they just put a load of cardboard boxes in front of it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming something's heavy in those boxes, so, like, oh, we can't get it open.
But you then see the girl...
lift them up and throw them at the zombie.
Yeah.
Ghost thingy, whatever it was.
Power of adrenaline.
Yeah. She comes Seahawk for 5 seconds. No.
Three and a half, give or take. Give or take 3.5 seconds.
So basically, this whole place is haunted because the owner went crazy, killed a shitload of people,
This will explain why they're all getting pissed in the office.
It's also interesting, they're in the ground because, again, like the synopsis says, there's basically been like this weird apocalypse event.
Yeah.
And I find that fascinating. So usually it's the apocalypse event that sets off stuff like this. No, there's already an apocalyptic event on. They just went to the ground because they needed safety. And it turns out...
No, I think it was strange that the lights turned on as they were conveniently running past.
Well, running past and screaming.
Point.
I just find that a bit interesting, though. You know, like, there's... It makes me wonder, is this so-called public event just, like, waking up demons? And the grand horror, like, ghost demon things just woke up because of it?
Right. Apocalypse is still going. We're up. And we've got victims. All right, boys, wake up. We got work to do.
On that now, Bruce.
I don't think Bruce would work.
Aww.
What's a typical American name? Steve. 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 Oh, what do you want, Steve? We got some new victims. Get your ass out there to work, Steve. Oh, but Steve, I just woke up. I don't care, Steve. Go to work. Stavina?
What's
what? Get down there, Murrow. Take that chick's place. Oh, but she looks like a bitch. I don't care. You're the only girl here. Do it. Well, why don't you do it? Because my balls will not fit into my trousers.
But you're a demon ghost.
I don't care. I hate cross-dressing. Now go. Fine, but you owe me some oral work. You owe me some oral work later.
Oh. Well, to be fair, I think she got... No. What she probably said was, fine, but I want to eat him once you've murdered him. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I could just... I just imagine once they're done, they hear new people coming up. Oh, God damn it! All right, boys, don't go to sleep just yet. We've got more idiots coming.
No!
Ah, don't worry. There's less of them this time. You can have more fun fucking with their heads. Oh, that's a fine bonus.
But wait, I thought...
Steve, give me a course light for when we're done.
So basically...
This is a cinema. Where are we going to get course? They're bringing a crate with them. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, one of the things I love about this film, and they actually say it in the line, it's nice to see, like, the inside of theatre, the areas you don't usually see. And I think that's why I like the film.
Yeah.
You get to see parts of a theatre.
You wouldn't usually see. A theatre like that, because let's be honest, Showcase, you wouldn't see much of it like the Showcase or Odeon wound by that.
Well, you do if you go for a job interview. I mean, I had a job interview at Showcase, like, nearly over 5 years ago, and we had to go all around everywhere. So we went through every, like, extra corridor. We went into the... They've got, like, one big, giant projection room. Basically,
it's just up at the top.
Yeah, basically, you have it here, and then you have these down there and these down there.
You've got the screens on either side. Oh, okay, that's actually quite cool.
That's how I saw it. Unless there was more on the other side, I couldn't really see.
Probably not. As far as I could tell, both screens were facing
it was more like that, and then you have it like some like that and like that.
From what I saw, I don't think so, but I don't know.
But I think this one just had the one movie screen by the looks of it, this theatre.
Yeah, it's like the Rialto one that was up here.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I never actually went in there.
Same.
I always wanted to, but it was like, Can't see this going to buy popcorn one day. I was like, ah, it's warm, right? And they were like, yeah, not really. Yeah.
I was like, excuse my ass.
Oh, thank you. What called up it and died this week?
At the minute, that sausage batch.
Anywho, so...
Lucas A. Sport.
Two Lucas A. Sports.
One and a half at the minute.
So I know it sounds like we're skipping it, but...
It's in the way, it's a generic horror slasher. That's not much really we can go into that's not being reviewed or discussed in other horror slasher film reviews. It's just that, I know I'm going to carp on this, but for $300 and some of the shit that film went through, even the fact that it was a crappy camera, you could tell they were enjoying what they were doing.
Oh yeah, you can tell it's a crappy camera as well.
Oh god, yeah, because that was because they got fucked over by mail fraud.
Again, we've watched worse. It's a good film.
Oh, so much.
Some of the makeup was all right. Some of the blood effects were nice.
Those were pretty damn well. Well done.
I know I've gone on about it. I just love the OCD of the ghost putting down plastic everywhere.
As well, the sound effects, the music that was done for this, it actually made an atmosphere.
In places,
I'll admit, I wasn't that scared by this. I could happily watch this in the dark and know when shit's going to happen, but...
Drinking a bottle of Scots at the time?
Nah, dude, I can't drink that shit. Zambuca.
Drank a load of that other weekend.
What, Scotch or Zambuca?
No, Scots.
Okay, said.
I think I had about 3 double shots of it. Adam got a shot glass, and I was like, you sure it's a shot glass? Yeah, and I was like, okay. Ooh. And Arthur walks in and said, holy shit, that's a double Scotch shot glass. What are you doing? And I'm like, what?
You idiot. You just got trolled by Adam Crooks.
I think you honestly got thought it was a salt glass.
But indirectly, you got trolled by Adam fucking Crooks.
Oh, whatever. Anywho. I can murder some Scots, actually, but...
Please don't murder Scotch. That would just cause a hell of a mess.
I kind of wish I did have a bottle of Scotch while I was watching this. No offence, but...
No, because there's no way in hell I'm playing that drinking game.
I wasn't going to play a drinking game. I just wanted a bottle of Scotch to drink.
You'd be dead within 10 minutes, dude.
I don't know what it was. The scene when they were drinking the alcohol and eating popcorn, I was like, God damn, I can murder a beer right now.
Fuck do I know, man.
And it's only, what, 4:30 in the afternoon and I can murder a beer?
Not even that. It's like 3 o'clock. It's like half two, about
oh, when
o'clock.
That scene, yeah.
When that scene came in, it was only about 2:45.
And I was like, I can murder a fucking beer now. What the hell's wrong with me?
Do you really want me to answer that question?
So basically, I'm trying to think what else happened, because stuff happened, and there's some interesting bits. It's just now on the... Oh, flip, Jeremy's death. Oh, Jeremy falls into the bathroom, and he gets attacked by the janitor ghost.
Ah, yes. That was actually well done. That was done pretty well.
You actually went, oh!
I don't know, is that actually in his eyes? I can understand $300 at Donnelly Perth, so yeah, the perspective switch where it looked like it switched eyes threw me a bit, but it was done well enough that it looked semi-believable. It looked like you had actually rammed the broken broomstick through his eye socket. I applaud you for that.
Yeah.
It looked believable.
I love Steve.
That's where most of the budget went.
I love Steve's death. Screams like a little girl and gets his arm ripped off.
Yeah. You just see it fly through across the screen with the...
That was a very quick arm ripping as well.
And it only looked like it was about mid-arm.
Yeah, yeah.
But just before the elbow. Let's be honest, for most of that, Steve was a jackass. Steve was a complete jackass.
How many times did they hit him in the back of the head? How many retakes do you think they did of that?
I wouldn't even keep count.
I will say this, guys, if you have another, like, radio segment, like, because you had DJing this on the radio as this radio announcer, if you do have something like that in a future film, please get the Sleepy Boys to do it. I would love to hear them in the film. And you know they do it for you.
Oh, God. Oh, hideous.
You don't even need to have them going on about porn like they do on their own, so. But there's a thought.
Well, I need it half the time.
Outpost Doom Review, I'll try and get in touch with the Sleepy Boys, see if we can have a four-way.
Oh, matron.
That sounded wrong, didn't it?
Oh, yes. It's the fact I had to slip into a Kenneth Howard impression to take him realise that. Just dear Anubis below.
Okay, so I want to make the TJ stuff, that Brutus Massetti ever.
Oh, God, yeah, that just, no offence, mate, but hacked too many times. It was just like cuts along limbs.
Mm.
And then he gets dragged away.
See,
maybe.
I wonder if they were hoping to do the whole he gets pulled in and he like comes apart from all the hacking, but they didn't have the budget or time to do it.
That, if that's what was intended, I could see it. But just that final death. No, sorry, not final death. Sorry, second to last death. I'm leery on. That was probably the weakest bit of the film.
Mm.
And considering. Like I said, I'm going to keep on with, considering the budget, for that to be the weakest part, that's impressive.
There are actually some really nice bonus features as well.
DJ getting punched in the face. That was a fucking good punch.
One of Matt's very first films is on here called I'm Not Going Out There. It's basically Steve, Brady and Rihanna in the room, and like they're saying, I'm not going out there to fortify the door, and then the zombie comes in and they all have to kill it.
Yeah.
But it's basically Steve and Brady constantly arguing. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, Brady's in this, but he dies in the opening credits. And he's someone that used to be regularly on their podcast. Two commentary tracks, I did not realise that.
We'll have to have a look at the commentary next time.
Yeah, we didn't listen to the commentary, folks, sorry. We didn't have enough time, but... Yeah, if you're able to get a copy of this DVD, probably best check those out.
Or if you can at very least find somewhere to stream it.
We did actually start watching the premiere featurettes as well, but we're out of time.
Yeah.
But I'll give these guys credit. They do try to put as much as they can on.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, special features and that. The only thing I would have loved would have been, like, a blooper reel. I would have loved a blooper reel.
Oh, God, yeah.
Good, solid half-hour blooper reel. You know you got gold. Blooper. Blooper,
it sounded like you said Brooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, to you.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good solid blooper. I would have loved that.
We would have watched that Forgot Trivia because we would have been pissing ourselves laughing too much, probably.
Probably. But anywho, folks. But yeah, that's your obligatory...
Shitty Halloween episode.
Pretty much, because...
If editing on another ep gets done in time.
I'm hoping to do a double bill. I'm hoping to. The problem is...
The last time we actually had one of those.
The problem is, folks, it's been quite an awkward year for me and Matty. We've been jobbing in and...
Oof.
Haven't been really been able to sit down and...
And also part of that recently has been an absolute ball ache.
I'm ditching that. As soon as I hit the 500 limit, I'm fucking... Everything's on YouTube. Yeah, everything will be on YouTube.
Links will be included. Link to the YouTube channel will be included in the description for this.
Yeah. So there will be a high quality version on YouTube. But like I said, here's the thing. We just haven't had a chance to plan this year. You know, in the past, I've tried to do something with the fanfiction site. But most of the time, I end up getting like 3 out of 4 recorded.
Yeah.
And that's my dog, if you can hear the barking. Oh, don't start. That actually sets him off if you do that, so don't you bloody dare do that when you get downstairs.
I am a troll, as you've probably been told.
Is there anything else you want to quickly say about this film before we sign off?
I recommend it!
Yeah. I give this 3 out of 5.
3.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's not must-see, but oh my god.
It's not must-see, but it's a hidden gem. It won't... It's not boring.
Yeah.
It's the worst crime a film can commit of this genre. It's not boring. There's at least some atmosphere. The effects are passable.
Yeah.
And like we said, at the end of the day, even if you think it looks like the biggest turd pile you've ever seen, I am going to say this. Keep in mind, $300 budget.
Well, not only that, since the other two survivors show up, this film starts flying.
It like, does pick up pace.
It just, like, suddenly it's like...
Ugh. It may be a slow start, you see them interacting and that, but it starts, it picks up, it goes fast yet slow at the same time, but it doesn't feel like it's dragging.
I think next time I go and visit Oliver and Heather, I'm going to take this with me, and I'm going to do the drinking game with them. So if I do...
Fucked within half an hour.
So if we
You and Oliver might be able to. Heather, I don't know.
So basically, if we end up doing that, folks, I'll try and record it. But I've got this sneaking suspicion, it's just going to be like, okay.
I'll tell you what.
Save
yourself the hassle. If you are going to do the drinking game, I recommend just having an ordinary drink, whether it just be a beer, cider, whatever. And whenever you have to take, whenever like you hear the variation of let's check it out, take a sip of your drink. It will save your liver and possibly your life. This is the rule I play in a lot of drinking games I've been in. We don't have shots, we just have sips of our drinks.
Fuck that! I'm having scots! And with that, good night, folks!
See ya! From me and the suicidal idiot.
Ha ha!
Slap!